So, here we are. As one of the hymns I had thought about having us sing puts it, here we are gathered, gathered side by side. Circle of kinship, come, step inside. Whether you've been away for the summer or just for part of it, or have been here doing the day to day to day as if summer was just another season, no different than any other except for the humidity. Welcome back. To students coming back to town for a new semester and parents whose children have gone back to school and children whose vacations are over and people who for a myriad of reasons took the summer off from church, it's good to see you all again as we begin this new church year. To those who've been here pretty much every Sunday throughout this summertime, it's nice to see you, along with all these folks who have returned. Kumno, Ishten, Hoset, Mindenkit, bienvenidos. So we just did our annual water communion, our separate vials of water commingling in the bowl to create one common pool. At some level, we all get this. Each one of us comes here as an individual, and together we create community. But over the past couple of weeks, I found myself wondering just what kind of community are we creating? Community in some abstract sense? Some kind of generic community? Now, I know somebody's probably thinking a Unitarian Universalist community, but that's kind of a generalization too, isn't it? Liberal, progressive, free-thinking, spiritual, justice-seeking, loving, welcoming, these are all a part of it. Yet I don't think that any of them quite captures what we do here. From time to time, I remind us that each week we create a unique congregation, that this particular combination of people has never been together again, has never been together before, and never will be together again. Even if all of you came back and no one were to join us next week, it still wouldn't be the same thing because most of us would be in a different place, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. The energy, the feel of this group would be different. We would be different. So this community thing that we say we are building, that we join and say we're part of, that we come home to in this homecoming, is a kind of fluid thing, isn't it? In fact, there are people who think of themselves as part of TJMC who haven't attended worship or anything else in a long time, yet who still feel that connection. And there are people who've moved away, yet who also feel a tie to this place and these people. And there are people in our book groups or covenant groups who have never met some of the people who have breakfast together every week. And they may not know the new families who've been coming for the past couple of weeks, or the widower who's been dipping his toes in every now and again for the past couple of years and is finally ready for more of a commitment. The truth is that we are never all together at the same time in the same place. Yet, almost despite ourselves, we are one community. How does that work? It's obviously not theology that holds us together. Especially to anyone new here, it might not be immediately obvious because we UUs often hold our religious beliefs and practices pretty close to the vest. But there are a lot of folks here who are really deeply and passionately trying to live their lives in accordance with their deeply and passionately held beliefs. Of course, the person sitting next to them might be equally passionate, but for entirely different reasons. As the quote that has so long erroneously been attributed to that Transylvanian martyr, Francis David, "We need not think alike to love alike." So it's not our theology that holds us together, nor is this the kind of community that is built only by constant face-to-face encounters with one another. What holds us together, as I said earlier, is that promise, that covenant. I'll bet that many of you didn't know we had one, or were surprised to hear that it's actually posted in several places around the church. I'd bet good money that there's no one here who could recite it from memory. I'll wait. And I'm fairly sure that looking at it, exploring it, unpacking it, wasn't ever part of any newcomer orientation we've ever done here, nor was it even explicitly shared at the time of signing the book. In preparing for this sermon, it dawned on me that this would probably be a pretty good idea. Asking people to think about and then actually make these promises as part of formalizing their membership. How can we expect people to keep them if it was never really clear that we were expected to make them? So, we're going to try to make up for that oversight this morning. So I'd like to invite you all to rise in body or spirit. And I'd like the folks on this side of the room to look at the folks on that side of the room, and the folks on this side of the room to look back at them, and up there in the balcony you can turn and look at each other. Here's our formal covenant. In order to create the beloved community we all desire for ourselves, we, the congregation of, and I realize that that should actually probably be we, the members of, Thomas Jefferson Memorial Church, Unitarian Universalist, covenant to, and I will ask you to repeat after me. We covenant to communicate with compassion and respect.
We covenant to communicate with compassion and respect.
Especially when we disagree.
Especially when we disagree.
Celebrate diversity.
Celebrate diversity.
And nurture our inclusivity. Embrace one another.
Embrace one another.
Spiritually and emotionally.
Spiritually and emotionally.
Promote social justice.
Within our
congregation.
And the larger community.
Generously support the ministries of the church. With our time,
our money,
and our enthusiasm.
And when we have fallen short,
lovingly call each other back into covenant. You may be seated. Feels kind of good, doesn't it? As I said earlier, I think those are pretty good promises. I think they are strong enough to hold us together, even as entropy and elemental group dynamics work to undo us. These promises tell us who we are as a community. We are a people of covenant, of mutual promise. And those are the things we have promised one another. May those things guide us in the coming year. May they keep us safe. May they encourage us to try new things. May they get us through any hard time, and I predict there will be at least one. May they remind us and inspire us to go deeper and reach higher. And may they be there to catch us when we have, as each of us at some point no doubt surely will, may they be there to catch us when we have forgotten and fallen short of them. Welcome home, everyone. I think it's going to be a good day.